One day Hiroshi goes to Mike's room and sees that his friend lies on the bed and shakes. Hiroshi sees some electrical cables running from Mike to the electric kettle. Hiroshi believes that Mike is under a deadly electric current. He quickly goes to the bed, takes the mattress and pulls it strongly. Mike falls to the floor. Then he stands up and looks at Hiroshi in surprise. "What was it?" Mike asks. "You were on electrical current," Hiroshi says. "No, I listened to the music," Mike says and shows his CD player. "Oh, I am sorry," Hiroshi says. He is confused. "It's okay. Do not worry," Mike answers quietly, cleaning his trousers. "Rie and I go to a job agency. Do you want to go with us?" Hiroshi asks. "Sure. Let's go together," Mike says. They go outside and take the bus number 7. It takes them about 15 minutes to go to the job agency. Rie is already there. They come into the building. There is a long queue to the office of the job agency. They stand in the queue. In half an hour they come into the office. There is a table and some bookcases in the room. At the table sits a gray-headed man. He is about 60 years old. "Come in, guys," he says friendly, "take seats, please." Rie, Mike and Hiroshi sit down. "My name is Zhipeng Chang. I am a job consultant. Usually I speak with visitors individually. But as you are all students and know each other, I can consult you all together. Do you agree?" "Yes, sir," Rie says, "we have 3 or 4 hours of free time every day. We need to find jobs for that time, sir." "Well, I have some jobs for students." "And you take off your player," Mr. Chang says to Mike. "I can listen to you and to music at the same time," Mike says. "If you seriously want to get a job, take the player off and listen carefully to what I say," Mr. Chang says. "Now guys, say, what kind of job do you need? Do you need mental or manual work?" "I can do any work," Hiroshi says, "I am strong." "Want to arm?" he says and puts his arm on Mr. Chang's table. "It is not a sport club here, but if you want." Mr. Chang says. He puts his arm on the table and quickly pushes down Hiroshi's arm. "As you see, son, you must be not only strong but also smart." "I can work mentally too, sir," Hiroshi says again. He wants to get a job very much. "I can write stories. I have some stories about my native town." "This is very interesting," Mr. Chang says. He takes a sheet of paper. "The publishing house All Round needs a young helper for a writing position. They pay 9 yuans per hour." "Cool," Hiroshi says, "can I try?" "Sure. Here are their telephone number and their address," Mr. Chang says and gives a sheet of paper to Hiroshi. "And you guys can choose a job on a farm, in a computer firm, on a newspaper or in a supermarket. As you do not have any experience, I recommend you to begin to work in a farm. They need two workers, Mr. Chang says to Ri and Mike. How much do they pay? Ri asks. Let me see. Mr. Chang looks into the computer. They need workers for 3 or 4 hours a day and they pay 7 yuans per hour. Saturdays and Sundays are free. Do you agree? He asks. I agree, Ri says. I agree too, Mike says. Well, take the telephone number and the address of the farm, Mr. Chang says and gives a sheet of paper to them. Thank you, sir, the boys say and go outside.